How many miles have you been in the van today?
We've been in the van since 10 a.m. this morning, and we put in 13 hours yesterday.
Wow. Huh, you're on the West Coast, aren't you?
We are in the middle of Nevada, headed to Reno is our destination tonight, and then we're going straight to Coos Bay by tomorrow to perform our first show of this tour, which will be the Seven Devils Brewery.
Nice. Are you on the world's loneliest highway?
We aren't, but we know exactly what you're talking about because there is a little town called Austin that we always pass when we're on that road. But right now we're coming from the stretch from Las Vegas up.
Oh, okay.
Around the border.
Yeah, you know, every time I've been on those roads, I always kind of look off those roads when I pass one of those ranges of mountains, and I go, I wonder what's over there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just more mountains.
I'll tell you what, you know, people have this image of Nevada as the desert around Las Vegas, but those mountains, if you get up into them, are just gorgeous.
They are indeed magical, that's for sure. There's something mystical about the desert.
Yes, there is. And there's something mystical about the deer, or at least used to be. It's been a while since I've seen you. What's going on these days with the deer?
Well, the deer are doing well. We just finished our fourth studio album entitled Do No Harm, which was picked up by Keeled Scales, a local record company in Austin. And we're going to put that out in October. And we're going to be up in Colorado during that time period to promote it. And we're doing a whole campaign, NPR and Spotify and all that. So we're looking forward to sharing some new music. When we come through in a week, we will play a lot of the songs off of that new album.
That's so good. Well, that was going to be one of my major questions of this little chat, because you made us wait 3 years, dang it. What took you so long?
In the last 3 years, we have grown quite a bit as a band, from doing literally everything in-house to now having a whole operating team. For instance, I used to do all the booking. Mike would do all the engineering and recording. And Grace would do all of our online presence. Alan would help with PR. And we just kind of all wore hats. And so we didn't have a lot of time to sit and write and record until all the things started happening. We got a booking agent through Crossover. We got management now, then we have an extension through management of PR. So we have a lot more time to focus and write and record. So that's what we've been doing for the last year.
Wow.
And the way we've been doing it is we've recorded a couple times in studios in Austin, but a lot of the time on the road we'll take like an extra 3 or 4 days and go to, for instance, in Black Hawk. We played where we went to Mountain Star Studio right outside of Nederland and recorded for, I don't know, 3 different times. We posted up for like 4 or 5 days. Or we'll go to like an Airbnb in between San Francisco and Eugene and hang out for 3 days and just try to record as much as we can.
Oh, that sounds so wonderful. You know, when you start focusing exclusively on the art, I imagine it just feels like an explosion. Artistic endeavor. Is that what this album represents for you guys?
It does, and it represents an evolution and maturity of our sound, and just where our last album was kind of a divided in between. Half of it was acoustic, and half of it was kind of more indie rock. We kind of have merged those two things and have grown into our musical shoes, so to speak. So I think it best represents our live performances and definitely where the songwriting is going.
How about that? Now, is it still you and Grace doing the lion's share of the songwriting, or how is that being?
Yeah, exactly. Myself and Grace will bring sometimes skeletons of a rough draft with the melodies and the lyrics, and then the band will kind of all democratically help arrange it and write parts and so forth. Or sometimes we'll have parts already written and bring them in, or sometimes we'll just, I don't know, somebody, you know, here's your homework, go write a part. And they'll take the track and come back 2 weeks later from the mountain with the most incredible guitar work, fiddle work, or drums or something.
Ooh, that sounds very tasty. You know, you say that the sound has matured. Be a little more specific for me. I'm interested in that.
I think we're just all becoming better musicians and performers. We've played, you know, upwards to 150 shows a year for the last several years. So in the experiences of our travels, we're getting to know more and more great musicians. And we were a part of a songwriting group with some acclaimed musicians, and everybody produced one song a week for about 6 months or so. And a lot of the songs that we wrote came out of that batch. They were great players, performers. Courtney Harmon used to be in Delamay, and the Brother Brothers, and members of Vic Thief, and Luke Temple from Here We Go Magic. All these amazing musicians were just putting a song in, and you have to listen to everybody's song. And the rules were no criticism and no praise, so just be completely objective. You have to listen to everybody's work, and the songs can be, they're supposed to be new or an old one that you add something to. And if you missed a week, then you were out. And Grace and I were in it, and we tried to hold on as long as we could. But I think we came up with about almost 20 songs from that batch, and a lot of which went on the album.
How about that? And did you get good feedback from your peers on that, on those songs?
Yeah, we did. They were cool and interesting. And, you know, sometimes when you force creativity, you come up with the best thing after, you know, a couple edits. But something about capturing the first wave of the creative process before you start flipping around and analyzing it and analyzing the structure to almost overdoing it. It's the first, it's fresh and it's untainted from too much thought.
Ooh, that sounds very promising.
How is Carbondale? Are we looking forward to coming in for the Mountain Fair? It'll be our first fair, so could you explain it to me a little bit?
Well, it's the big party in the Lower Valley, and it has been for longer than you've been alive, Jesse Dalton.
Great.
I think we're in our, I think this year's iteration is the 47th or maybe 48th.
And, oh, my gosh. That's great.
So not quite as long as the Oregon Fair, which you're playing this weekend, but, you know, it's still our big party, and it's the kind of thing where people come down from the mountains because it's happening, and you're going to see everybody that you haven't seen all year long, and you're just going to let loose, and you guys are playing on opening night on Friday, and so that's what you're playing for. That's what's happening here.
Well, we are going to be ready in the moment, and we'll be coming straight from the Oregon Country Fair, and we've been going there since 2006, so that has been our West Coast Fair. And we're really looking forward to establishing a relationship with Carbondale and the fair people of Central Colorado.